97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello, and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Thanks for joining myself, Matt Paul, and Matt Oakes each week as we review the games, make our picks, reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6, and select our Grid Great of the Week. I hand it off to my co-host, Matt Oakes.
Well, thank you, Matt. Happy to be here tonight. We've got a full slate of games. Let's do a quick scoreboard recap of last week's action.
That sounds good.
And first up here, Matt, we have the Orange Crush. And they crushed Cardinal Gibbons 49-28. But let's let everyone know that that was a tie contest going into the half. It was 28 all. But the Crush scored 21 straight points as Tay Jones carried the ball 14 times for 199 yards, and Patrick Pettiford piled up 145 yards with two receiving scores.
Those two are unstoppable, aren't
Unbelievable they? Combo. For Cardinal Gibbons, Sean Stankavage had a nice game.
Oh, a really good game.
And he totaled 404 yards and four touchdowns, but against Orange, you have to be perfect, right?
Yeah, or six or seven touchdown passes, I don't know. Jeez. All right, second game, Northwood outlasted Chapel Hill 31-24 in overtime. Kadarius Roan's two-yard touchdown run in overtime was the difference. Chargers fended off a gritty Tigers effort, another one. An amazing season for them, despite their record.
Snake bit so many times, really.
They needed to pull out one of those wins, but they didn't, and here they are. Wendell caught a five-yard touchdown pass with 17 seconds left to play in regulation for Chapel Hill. What an exciting finish.
Yeah, it really was.
Forced the overtime, but couldn't pull it out.
Graham, another action, blasted Carrboro. Just a sad state of affairs over there in Carrboro. 41-13, they had a lot of injuries this year, and then it seemed like, you know, they kind of, you know, fell off from
that. But who would have thought they'd finish with a losing record? I mean, they were our number one team at the beginning
of the season. Exactly. You know, what were we thinking?
Yeah, right. East Chapel Hill blanked by Hillside 52-0. Tigers have had some stinkeroos this season, and this was one of them. Hillside won its 27th straight conference game and improved to 7-2. I guess they're just overmatched, Matt.
Yeah, I think so. Cedar Ridge, good for them. Second victory of the season they picked up over Northern Vance. And I know Northern Vance is not any powerhouse by any means, but that's a great win for Cedar Ridge. Ty Penix has 31 touchdown passes on the season. And guess who's number two? Red Wolves quarterback Peyton Pappas.
Yeah, somewhere in the mid-20s. I'm still trying to firm up that number with Coach, but that's still amazing.
Oh, great season.
He's just a sophomore.
Oh, good job.
Okay, Matt, let's pick our grid grade of the week. We're going to go with Orange running back Tay Jones. Unbelievable performance. 220 yards on 14 carries, two touchdown runs, 49-51 yards. And then additionally on defense, rotated into cornerback and shut down Dante DiMaggio, the top receiver for the opponent. So an amazing performance.
Amazing running back, part-timing as a shutdown cornerback.
Pretty nice to be able to throw him
crazy,
in there for that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break on The Grid with Matt and Matt. And when we come back, we're going to talk to two victorious coaches trying to finish out their regular seasons in style. We'll talk to Northwood coach Bill Hall, and we'll talk to Cedar Ridge coach Chris Casey. Come on back and hang out with us on The Grid with Matt and Matt.
Change.
Okay, it may be November, but it is time for my interview, Matt Paul, with Northwood coach Bill Hall as his team prepares for tonight's mighty clash versus Cardinal Gibbons.
Okay, coach, another exciting game this past week. Comment for me on the overtime win over Chapel Hill.
Well, like I was telling you last week, they're a very, very much improved football team. We knew it was going to be a battle, and I tell you what, with the weather and everything, it lived up to expectations. It was a great high school football game, and fortunately enough, we were able to come out.
What were some of the differences for you, in addition to the toughness you guys are showing now week after week? What proved to be the difference?
I think our secondary stepped up, especially in overtime. We may not have played well at times during the game, but I think late in the game and in overtime, we played well. We were able to run the ball a little better in the fourth quarter, and that made a difference. And two running plays in overtime put it in the end zone. So, you know, you got to be able to run the football to win games, especially this time of year. And I think we're coming around a lot on that as well.
That's the story of your team a little bit, isn't it? The fact that you kind of do what you need to do, whether it's some offense on the passing, the running. Sometimes your linebackers come through. Sometimes it's a line, special teams. Again, none of these areas perfect like you'd like, I'm sure, but pretty, you do get a little bit of everything, don't you?
Well, you know, we work on all of it, and you know, hopefully they're all gonna gel starting this Friday night, and hopefully give us a good little playoff run. We'll see what happens.
I can't help but ask you again about the toughness. Comment for me on that, on what your team's shown this season.
Well, you know, we've only got eight seniors, and they're all very tough, and they're all great leaders. And these juniors have been through the rinds now for 2 years, and it takes toughness. Those type of games with the weather like it was, I mean, you know, either one of those two teams Friday night could have laid down, and neither one did. So it was a great compliment to our program and Coach Marsh and what he's doing at Chapel Hill.
And it paid off for you guys with a playoff berth, it looks like, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were in going in with our non-conference wins, you know, and a top four finish in the conference. I thought we were probably in anyway, but that didn't hurt.
This week, you play at Cardinal Gibbons. Who can beat anybody? As you respect the heck out of that quarterback, too, don't you?
Stan Cavage is the real deal. You know, I was a fan of his father's when he played at Carolina, and And his son is very good as well. He's going to run the ball. He's going to scramble around. He can throw it on a dime. He's the real deal, and he's got some weapons to use as well at receiver and running back.
Seems like an excellent test for the playoffs, doesn't it? Two playoff teams.
Exactly, and I told our kids going into the Chapel Hill game, I said, playoffs starting right now. And it really did, and it's another playoff-type game this Friday night. And if we want any shot of a home playoff game, we've got to win this game. If we lose this one, we're definitely going to be on the road.
Anything to report on injuries, anything like that, heading into the game?
You know, week 11, 11th ball game, just beat up and banged up like everybody is. But as far as people being out, I think we're good to go, bar anything and happening in practice today or tomorrow.
I knew you were going to say good to go somehow.
And now we'll hear my interview, Matt Oakes, with head coach Chris Casey down at Cedar Ridge, and his Red Wolves are traveling to Chapel Hill to try to finish the regular season with a victory. Here's my interview with Chris Casey. All right, so last week you got a 20-14 win over Northern Vance. Could you give us a quick recap of that 20-14 win? What were your thoughts from last Friday night?
It was a kind of back-and-forth game. We talked about, you know, both teams were looking to kind of make improvements, and we needed to go out and kind of take them away at the beginning. We didn't really kind of put them away. We kind of let them hang around, and it caused the game to be a lot closer than it should have been. But, you know, Northern Vance came out and took it to us and played well, but we were able to find a way to win.
What area of your team do you think has seen the most improvement this season?
I would say definitely probably two areas. Our offense has grown leaps and bounds, and we're starting to kind of understand what we're doing. We're able to make checks and adjustments at the line of scrimmage just through our quarterback and our receivers starting to break off routes and see things and checking out. And I think later on in the season, we're starting to kind of to believe that we're going to make things happen. Towards the beginning, it seemed like everything, if something started going wrong, we kind of looked at the mindset of, well, what are we going to do next to lose the game? And the last, I think, three games that we played, we've kind of had that mindset, okay, well, what are we going to do to make it win, to win a game? And I think that's really important for us as just far figuring out how to win, how to be competitive, and how to make changes.
Do you think the tough schedule that you guys have had has really helped when you've played more, you know, middle-of-the-road teams to really being able to get those wins?
Well, yeah, I definitely believe. I mean, and we went through and we pointed out, you know, against the teams that we play. You know, we play, I think they're three of the top 10 scoring teams in 3A. A lot of them are ranked in the top 15 in the state. And we point out the good parts about how we were able to make drives against those teams, how we were able to stop them defensively. But for us, it's just been being able to put those things, instead of them being isolated incidences, being able to do that for a half and for three quarters and for four quarters. So we've shown that they have the ability to do it. It's just they have to continue to do it on a, you know, on a, I guess, play-in and play-out basis.
How big is the game this week at Chapel Hill to kind of put everything together and finish the season on a good note? What would be some of the keys to that matchup?
It's huge for us. When we talked about with our seniors, you know, like I said, we had a rough start. We lost some games we should have won, but we set a goal, you know, to be at worst 3-1 for our last four games. And we beat Chapel Hill. We're going to have that goal of 3-1. The keys, we got to be able to stop them defensively. Chapel Hill's got a huge front. Offensive line, they're able to kind of to create gaps and provide protection for the quarterback. So we've got to control the line of scrimmage. We've got to be able to get our D-line in the backfield. We've got to be able to make tackles. Offensively, we've got to do the same thing. We've got to win the battle of the line of scrimmage. They do a good job of putting pressure on the quarterback. They've done a great job the last couple of weeks shutting Orange's running game down, being able to kind of control Northwood as far as, you know, passing game and putting pressure on them. So basically, I mean, it's going to come down to us taking care of the football and us winning the line of scrimmage on offensive and defensive side of the ball. If we can do that, then I think we got a real good chance to win.
As far as building off this year and heading into next year, do you think the pieces are there for a more successful season in 2014?
I definitely do. You know, we've changed offenses, I think, three or four times in the last 3 years. The offense that we got now, I believe it really suits the guys that we have. That are coming into our program. And so the terminology and the plays and the reads, all that stuff is going to be the same as next year. So I believe that really helps us out. And we got a lot of guys coming back. We are losing all five of our offensive linemen, so that's going to be a hard thing to definitely replace. But all of our skill guys are coming back, and like I said, and they know the offense. They understand things. Defensively, the last four or five games of the season, we've moved some JV guys up to play on the defensive side of the football, and so that means I think we've got eight players that return off the defense next year. So we're a young team, and we have a chance to get a lot better. And like I said, and going 3-1 these final four games, it goes a long way to boosting that confidence, and kind of hopefully we'll spill into a lot of success next year.
Okay, when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, Matt Oakes talks with Orange coach Pat Moser about tonight's battle with Southern Dora.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. I'm Matt Oakes. We're getting ready to hear from head coach Pat Moser, and his Orange squad is looking for perfection, and their last hurdle is 8-2 Southern Durham tonight. They've outscored opponents 422-85 points, and quick math done here by Matt Paul tonight shows that that's 8.5 points a game allowed. But what does head coach Pat Moser think about his team's chances tonight? Here he is. Coach, last week you had a 49-28 victory over Cardinal Gibbons. Were you pleased with that effort? What were your thoughts from that game?
Yes, pleased. Very much so, because I think Cardinal Gibbons has a very good team. Very dangerous quarterback, and the Stankavich kid. He is dangerous back there. He runs very well. He's very elusive, and you know, at halftime it was tied 28-28. Right before halftime, we had fumbled on the 1 yard line, which I did not really know how bad that was going to hurt us at the time. It was at the time devastating because we could have taken the lead into the half, but we came in and made a couple of adjustments on defense of trying to handle the DiMaggio kid at wide receiver. He had caught 2 touchdown passes against us and several other passes to, you know, keep their first downs going in the first half. So, you know, we double covered him in the second half, tried to take him away. And I think he still had 4 catches in the second half with 2 people on him. So, you know, very good team. And glad to get away from there with a win. I thought our offense played extremely well. We had over 600 yards of offense. And, you know, I don't think we could have played any better offensively. And defensively, in the second half, they were able to shut out Cardinal Gibbons. So we were glad at the way we played totally in the second half.
Well, Coach, you kind of stole my second question. But speaking of the defense, what adjustments did you really make to shut them out after such an explosive first half for them?
Well, I said earlier, but I will you know, do the best I can to explain it. Listen, we had to find a way to stop Dante DiMaggio. He was absolutely shredding us, and we put kids on him that could run. You know, at some point we had Pat Pettiford covering him. We had Ty Muller covering him. We had Tay Jones covering him. And we rotated kids that could run on him, and he was still getting open, and Stankavich was still delivering the ball on right on the money. So at halftime, we just decided to take a chance and double cover them and force Stankavich to throw to his other 3 receivers. So, you know, on one side of the ball, we played zone against his 3 receivers, and then we played like a man with a half-field player over top of DiMaggio in the second half, just to try to force them to do something else. Plus, as the game went on, we started a little bit more zone blitz and blitzing a little bit more from the linebacker and trying to get Stankavich to roll out, trying to get him to have to move in the pocket, and, of course, trying to sack him. And we were able to – I think we had 6 sacks there against him. And so, you know, we just – kept stepping up our game, which I thought was a very good sign from our kids. The harder that Cardinal Gibbons played, you know, the harder our kids played. So that I thought was a good sign, and we were able to beat a very good team. This is a type of team that you usually will see in about the third round of the playoffs. So I think Cardinal Gibbons is going to cause somebody some trouble in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a great game for sure. Coach, you're one step, I have to mention it, you're one step away from an undefeated season now. What's the energy and expectation around the school? Are the guys really staying focused?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's been really no talk of it amongst the team. We haven't brought it up as a staff. I've had a few of the old-timers that are hanging around the school, you know, toward the end of their career. Say that, you know, back in the 70s, Orange was 9-1, or early 70s, I think I was told, 72, somewhere in there. And the one game they lost that year was the Southern Durham. So, you know, we have a few people that have been around for a long time that know that we're kind of in new territory here with this, flirting with this undefeated season. It's important. And we want to do it, but at the same time, Southern Durham is a top-notch state contender, and we're going to have to play well.
All right, good segue there. Southern Durham this week, what are the keys to that game, and is it similar to Cardinal Gibbons, and you're just going to have to find a way to slow down that explosion?
Well, very similar to Cardinal Gibbons. The only difference, really, they have quarterbacks that can move, that can scramble, and they both can deliver the ball deep their offenses are explosive and can score quick. They got big play capability. They've also got the capability to run like a West Coast style offense and just kind of take 5 yards at a time. They run screens. They'll do the little dink and dunk offense if you're not able to get up and cover them in their face sometimes. So I think the biggest difference between Cardinal Givens and Southern Durham is that Cardinal Givens had one really outstanding receiver and three good receivers, where I think Southern Durham has, you know, three or four really good receivers. So there's your difference. You know, we've got to be able to cover kids downfield, and I mean deep downfield. Their quarterback, we've seen him throw the ball 65 yards in the air and with accuracy. So very similar team. It's a wide-open offense, and I think we're going to have to play even better than we played last week to win.
Okay, when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll preview and predict tonight's premier action and reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super Six.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. I'm Matt Oakes alongside Matt Paul here, and now it's our favorite time of the day. We're going to do some previews and make some picks. So let's get it started. Let's dive right in. Orange at Southern Durham, the showdown, the conference title on the line. What more could you ask for in this game? Orange is back on track the last 2 weeks after a severe test against Chapel Hill. Great running game, great defense, great special teams. All right, we all know the story.
And the quarterback to receiver combination, too, and Clower and Muller
is killer. And Southern Durham has a particularly dangerous offense that can play with anybody. So who knows what can happen in this one?
Orange is going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to agree with you. I'm not going to get off the crush bandwagon. They're going to get the undefeated season.
Second game, Northwood at Cardinal Givens. Northwood's learned how to win close, tough games and has depth on both sides of the ball. I think they're getting better as the season's progressed. Orange pulled away for that big win over Givens, and no shame in that. Quarterback Stan Cavage is one of the best around, too.
Yes.
But I am going to pick Northwood in this game.
Okay, okay. It's going to be a good shootout. I think it's going to be a great game, but I'm going to have to go with the home team.
Oh!
Those Raleigh guys, okay. Cardinal Givens.
Okay, Matt, we're out of time for the WCHL Super 6, so be sure to check out chapelboro.com for the rundown.
Sounds good to me, Matt. All right. Well, that's it for us this week. And next week, we'll have a playoff special on The Grid with Matt and Matt.